Welcome to another edition of Time to Heal. Hi, I'm Cassidy, and it is time to heal. In this episode, I will define 1, what emotional pain is, 2, explain why emotional pain stays in our system, 3, talk about triggers, and 4, discuss healing and our 2 internal operating systems. Thank you for joining me. So, what is emotional pain? Wow, I mean, that seems easy enough to understand, but it's a little bit harder to put into words. So let's start with this. An action that a person or organization has taken towards you or someone else that causes pain, or something you've done to harm another emotionally. The simple definition would be something that hurts inside. I mean, we've all experienced that. We all know what emotional pain is. So defining it is important, but I think the bigger, more important key here is how do we address it and deal with it? And that's what we're going to go through today. So every person on the planet experiences emotional pain at some point in their life, and pain is part of being a human. I don't believe that pain is wrong. I believe it's just part of our journey and experience of being a human. But the problem that I've experienced with pain is knowing how to let go of it, knowing how to get rid of it, knowing how to remove it from our system. That's the issue that we all encounter as human beings. I encountered an abundance of pain when I was a child, and I did not have the emotional tools to process and release that pain. So I entered adulthood with a mountain of pain in my system, not having a clue how to deal with it. So let's talk about why emotional pain stays in our system. So every action, word, or thought causes energy to move. The world is made of live moving energy, much like electricity, heat waves that come from the sun, musical waves that touch us inside, and the body's made up of energy. And this is the reason that we can feel someone in the car next to us if they're looking at us. You know, have you ever been at a stoplight and, you know, you're looking forward, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you like you can feel the person next to you looking at you? It's kind of creepy, right? But you can feel them looking at you, and you turn and you look, and sure enough, they're looking at you. Well, that's because we're all connected through this energy system that the world is made up of. Another one is whenever you encounter an unsafe situation and you can just feel like the negative energy, you can feel the fear, you can feel like when a really creepy person, you know, comes near you and you start fearing that person, that's because of the energy connection that we all have as human beings. So back to pain, which is when an event occurs that's painful, those energy waves enter our mind and our body. An energy in motion is what causes humans to experience emotions. The problem, again, with the process is that we don't always fully feel that energy and then let go of it. And that results in stored pain, which we carry around with us and continue to experience in our lives, which brings us to the next topic, which is triggers. So when we have stored pain in our mind and body, we're constantly reacting to it in our personal life, in our present life. And this is called a trigger. I used to get triggered the most by people that I was closest to. But I was also triggered by things like music, helicopters. Yeah, that's a weird one, but there is a story behind that. A particular freeway, holidays, sex was a big one because I was molested multiple times as a child, raped and molested. A particular make and color of a car would trigger me, and many, many, many other things would trigger me when I became an adult. So just realize that anything or person can trigger your past pain and cause us to react from it. I would also like to define the word react, which is acting again from something in our past. So basically in life, we respond or we react. A response is usually thought through. A reaction is something that just happens. For me, when I would get triggered, I would react with a lot of fear, and anger. So let me explain triggers a little bit better, a little more in detail. When we encounter a trigger in our present life, the brain is recalling something from our past that seems like the same event. We may do this consciously or unconsciously. We then overreact because we're really reacting to the stored pain in our system. The brain is constantly working to recognize everything that we encounter. So if we still have stored pain energy in our body and our memory bank, the mind will automatically trace the current event back to a past event it recognizes. The key to not reacting in life is to heal the pain of the past and remove the hurt emotional energy attached to that memory. And this will remove the trigger. Well, let me share an example from my life. In my former marriage, I struggled with never feeling loved by my husband and therefore constantly felt rejected by him. And when I would feel that rejection from him, I would react with anger, fear. I'd go off on him. I mean, any number of different reactions. Again, there's the word react. So what I finally realized years after I was divorced from him was that all the rejection that I felt in my present life and in my former marriage was tied to my childhood. I'd never felt loved by my mother or father, and I still carried that energy around in my mind and in my body. So every time I encountered the feeling of rejection, I was being triggered by the pain of my past. So people, you know, if someone rejected me, especially a man, I would equate it to what he was doing, but in reality, it was the trigger in my mind from the pain of my past, from being rejected by my own parents. Took me a long time to figure that one out. That one didn't come overnight. It took a long time and a lot of emotional work to get that one resolved, figured out and resolved. So I spent many, many years overreacting to my husband and to other people in my life. And I just simply didn't have the emotional tools to sit still and evaluate why I was, or what I was really feeling and why I was feeling the way I was feeling. I had very, very little impulse control at that time in my life and always acted out in anger. Not a lot of fun. I can tell you back then life was not much fun. So I've learned since then how to trace my feelings back to the root or the beginning of their existence and figure out what's triggering me. Process the pain that's attached to that trigger and release it. So let's move on to the last topic, which is healing. When I began my healing journey, I was a serious mess. Had no emotional tools to navigate life with and had a mountain of pain inside of me. I think broken is probably the best word I have to describe the emotional condition that I was in. I was physically abused from the ages of 2 through about 8, and then I was emotionally abused until I was about 15, which at that time, when I was 15, I left the home that I lived in with my mother and stepfather, and I moved in with my father, who was a pedophile, had been when I was younger. I'm sure he still was, although that didn't go on when I was a teenager, thank God. Then when I became a young adult, I did nothing but attract abusive men into my life, which continued for me, that prolonged the abuse that I was drawing and attracting to me, because that's all I had known. I knew nothing else. So I guess that seemed normal to me. I didn't stay in the abusive relationships long, but long enough, you know, for damage to be done. But the defining moment for me in my life came, for change, came when I made one decision. And it was that one decision that changed everything for me. And that decision was to get help. I knew that I was messed up. I knew I was different from other people. I knew something in me was not normal. I don't know how I knew, I just knew. And I sought help, and I think, you know, just out of a sense of survival, you know. The mountain of pain that was inside me was too big, too large for me to deal with. Even as a young woman, I just did not know how and couldn't. So I went to therapy, went to a couple of different therapists, and finally, a few years later, found the right therapist. She was phenomenal, and went to her for a number of years. And what she did was, she taught me how to process the pain from my childhood and release it. Now, I didn't understand at the time that that's really what she was teaching me. I just knew, show up, do what she tells me to do, and let the process happen. And it did. It happened pretty much on its own. And then after I went to therapy for many years, I ended up in a couple of different 12-step programs that helped me to learn emotional tools. So one of the things in these videos that I'm going to do is to help you to acquire an emotional tool chest that we will put emotional tools in and pull them out when as you need them in life, which is pretty much every day. I mean, we all need emotional, good, healthy emotional tools to navigate life with. So in subsequent videos, I will go into emotional tools. So let's go back to the first step in getting healing is just to choose it. Make up your mind that you can and will get your healing, and the path for you to walk down, it will appear. Kind of magically appears. It's kind of the way it worked for me. I didn't know it at the time, but that is the way that it happened. And the fact that you're here right now listening to me talk about healing, it's not an accident. It's happened for a reason, and I'm very, very grateful that I get the opportunity to walk with you on your journey and share with you the pain of my past and the healing and the steps that I took to get the healing that I've gotten. So let's move on to the basics of our internal operating systems so you can understand how to get started on your healing journey. The first thing you're going to do really is you're going to begin to understand you. When I started out, I did not understand me and why I did the things I did and why I was so angry and why I was so full of pain and sorrow. But over the years, I have learned me and my system very, very well. And I'm still continuing to heal. I mean, I think it's a lifelong journey. I don't think it's something that happens overnight. I don't think it's something that happens in a couple of therapy sessions. It has now become a lifestyle for me to heal and to continue healing. So let's go on to the fact that we have two operating systems inside of us. I mean, actually, I think we have more than two, but I'm only going to address the two main operating systems. The first main operating system we have is the brain, the mind, the brain. And what the brain does is it records all the activity in our life. It's kind of like a hard drive in a computer where it's constantly, constantly recording, 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 recording. Now, with those recordings, we as human beings, a lot of times when we endure trauma, we block those memories out. You know, we kind of push them to the back of our brain and block them out because they're too painful to deal with in our everyday life. That is what I did. I had blocked out so many memories from my childhood. So I had to go back during therapy and retrieve those memories, bring them to the surface, and then literally process the emotions that accompanied those memories. In doing that, I was then able to release that energy from my body and remove it. Right now I still remember a lot of those things, but the emotional pain is no longer attached to those memories. They're just memories now. They're just memories. And that's the beautiful, wonderful thing about this process and processing emotions, is that once that pain, the energy and that energy pain is gone, it's gone. And you don't have to feel it anymore. So the second operating system that we have inside of us is our soul or spirit. What the spirit and the soul, or the spirit soul, soul spirit does, is it loves, it teaches, it helps, it comforts. It connects us to our creator, God, universe, whatever name you choose to call our creator. It assists us in the creation process of our life. I believe our spirit is joy, peace, love, patience, understanding, abundance, prosperity. Our spirit provides us with spiritual experiences, and it contains, in my experience, all the answers to every question we'll ever have. And so the reason that I bring this up is to help you understand that if we only live our life accessing the information in our brain, we're limiting our knowledge and our potential experiences in this life. As you begin to acknowledge and access your spirit, you open yourself up to an unlimited potential in every area of your life. Look at it like having access to all knowledge. That's the way I kind of see it. So our spirit is connected to the entire universe, or God, whichever name you prefer. And the more you open yourself up and connect with your spirit, the more healing you'll obtain. And I believe the more healing you'll obtain faster, at a faster pace. But the real work, the real work of healing the pain of your past begins when you allow yourself to face those past experiences that have caused you pain, and fully and completely feel those emotions so that you can release them. And learning how to process those emotions without cutting them off, without stopping the flow of tears or anger or whatever it is that's coming out of you, is something that everyone should learn how to do. And if there are any men watching this video today, there's one thing I would like to say to you, and I would like for you to take away from this video, and that is that it's okay to cry. I know a lot of men, especially in 50, 60, 70 year old categories and older, have been taught, were taught, society taught men, don't cry. You know, be a man, stand up, be tough, and all that bullshit. And that's all it is. It's just crap. You were given the ability to shed tears for a reason. And that is the most, in my opinion, effective way of processing pain and letting go of it, is to cry. So, men, just know it is okay for you to cry. And actually, I personally, and I know other women that believe, we think it's kind of sexy when a man can cry, because it shows us that you're willing to be vulnerable. When you're willing to cry, you know, in front of us and share your feelings. When a man can be vulnerable with a woman like that, oh my God, super sexy, in my opinion. Anyway, so when I first started facing the stored memories from my childhood, it was really tough. I mean, devastating is probably a better way to describe what I was experiencing. But I knew that it was helping me to release the stored pain. So I kept going back to my therapy sessions and continued to do the hard work of facing my past pain. And eventually, when I had released enough of that pain, I began to feel relief. And then something even better happened. I began to thaw out inside. So I was basically frozen in here. I actually share a little secret with you. I actually had what I called a steel wall. And I basically had an internal steel wall. And it was weird how, like, if I would start getting close to a man, I'd kind of let that wall down, and then if he would do something to hurt me, which was probably, he was really triggering pain from my past and I just didn't know it, I would throw that wall up and think, all right, get past this, motherfucker. Which is not a healthy way to live, but that's just, that was the reality of where I was at emotionally at the time. But once I began to process and release all these stored emotions, I began to thaw out the numb, and the numbness, I was numb inside, eventually began to dissipate. And now I can feel inside, I can feel emotions in here. I mean, when I was raising my children, I can remember thinking in my head, oh, I love my kids, but I never could understand, like, why can't I feel it? I could. It was very frustrating for me because I couldn't feel those emotions. I could think them, I couldn't feel them. I could say them, I could not feel them inside. Now I can feel them inside, and it's amazing, so amazing. Matter of fact, I couldn't feel any positive emotions for most of my life. I could feel fear, I could feel anger, I could feel hate, but love, joy, peace, couldn't feel any of that. None of it. Now I can. It took years of hard work, but now I can. So my hope really is now is that the processes that I write about and talk about in my videos will help you to obtain your healing in a much faster, more efficient way. I don't know. Maybe I'm like the poster child for pain. Maybe I'm the poster child for being effed up. I don't know. But now it's a benefit to me to be able to look back and talk about all the dysfunction in my life and how I have changed that. And now live a peaceful, fulfilling, joyful life. It's funny, but I'm here. Yay, thank God, right? So keep tuning in, and I'll share with you my journey of emotional healing and how I got that healing. But before I end the session, I wanted to share my 7-step process for healing the pain of the past, okay? So step one is choose healing. Step two, become self-aware. There's a lot I have to share about becoming self-aware. Number three, face and process the pain. I have so much to share with you about that. Removing residual belief systems and acquiring emotional tools. I love the residual belief system theory that I've came up with because, well, it's just interesting. I'm not going to go into it. I was about to, but I'm not going to go into it in this video. I will go into it in subsequent videos, though. Number five, meditate and live in the present. Number six, think positive thoughts, speak positive words. Life-changing for me. That was when I acquired that, those practices, I guess you could say, it changed my life. And number seven is create your freedom and abundance, which really, when you do steps 1 through 6, that is exactly what you're doing. But I do have a lot of things I'd like to share with you in that last step that I will share in subsequent videos. Whew, I think that was a lot. It was a lot for one session. So I hope you've enjoyed it. You can access those 7 steps on my website at www.egcassady. And the way that I spell Cassady is C-A-S-S-A-D-Y, egcassady.com. And there's other information on there as well. There is an email that you can access on there. If you have any questions about any of the information that I've just shared with you, please email me. I'll get to those emails as soon as I possibly can. And thank you for joining me. I hope something I've said to you today is helping you on your healing journey. Thank you.